10-12 years ago, there was an earth tremor in Florence. Friends wrote to me in Rome to let me know how David shook and nearly fell. People didn't run away from him. They gathered round, climbed on each other's shoulders and held him steady while their own houses tumbled down. I confess that when I learned of this, it had an effect on me. I wept at the thought of my countrymen doing that, endangering their lives for, well, an inanimate thing. An inanimate thing they'd neglected but always loved, in the most mysterious way. Nevertheless, the living should not be imperiled or dominated by the dead, which is what I've done. I have ensured that there will no longer be a future in art. Everyone says Michelangelo the Florentine will end the era of living stone. That's truly the dead imperiling the living, taking away their birthright. They should find their own beauty and their own time. That's why David must come down. His dominance must end. The future needs room. I don't want to be the man who rules art from the grave, who leaves the young with nothing but images of flesh seen from a far time. Ah, there's the sin making itself felt again. There'll never be anyone like Michelangelo. Why bother to try? I have no son, no successor. At least I should leave a space for someone to come through. If people know I've destroyed the best of myself for their sake, my name will rank among the humblest in the Lord. I've had 2 anklets of black powder made with fuses. My problem is I must have help to get up the pedestal and fit them on. I've asked my servants, but no one will do it. One of them said I'd be better putting the charges round my own neck and blowing my head off. They don't understand how a man can want to leave room for his fellow artists to breathe. There must be more Davids, more perfect men, more heroes. Time must be left room to breathe. What I need is a desperado. Someone who'll do anything for money. Someone like me. Anyone. Anyone.
Sir, have you a moment? I need a little help. This statue must be destroyed for the common good, for the sake of future sculptors.